You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
There's a Igeret Sofrim that is brought that there's a custom, there's a minhag, that at the age of 11, when the boy reaches the age of 11 years old, the father takes him to Zemanei Yerushalayim to receive a bracha from them. So this is such a minhag that is brought that they would take the boy that soon he's going to accept the yoke of mitzvot on his hands himself. They would take him to the wise elder after Yerushalayim to receive bracha. So one beautiful message about this point here is that obviously we go by our Mesorah, that our heritage, but they have commanded us that we have to follow. So this creates such a spirit for the boy that at the age of 11, he goes with his Abba to Zikne Yisrael and receive bracha. And such a builds up such a kedusha in his system. As you know, the quote that we have for Chatam Bar Mitzvah at age of 13, that he accepts his mitzvah. Where is the source? What do we have that such a thing has to take place? Does it say anywhere in Tanakh? Mm-hmm. Yes, it doesn't say anywhere. Anybody here Bar Mitzvah? So we have one of the source that we have a pasuk in the Navi. It says, "Am zu yasarti li tehilati yisaperu." And the pasuk says that this nation, Am Israel, my selected nation, I've created them. Why? Tehilati yisaperu. They have to praise me. They have to sing for me. So now, if you add zu, zayin is vav, and vav is six, you add it up, how many you get? How many you get? Hasakim Baruch, your math is good, very nice. So here when he says, Amzu Yasarti Li, so he's a code that at age of 13, because Zu, the gematria, the human value is equal to 13. So now when the boy becomes 13, so then we give him the responsibility that he has to do the mitzvot. And now he has another belonging that Abba paid lots of money for it. What is it called? Tefillin. Tefillin. So what's the connection between Tefillin and this Pasuk that informs us that when the boy reaches age of 13, he has to start singing. Persian, they call it Chah-Chah. He has to sing for Hashem. He has to praise Hashem. What's the connection? You see any connection? Have you decided? Be waiting. Now he wants us to say, you know, he knows. You know, we have a halakha, very important halakha. At the time that we have our tefillin on, we should not be distracted. We should not have a hesachadar. Like, let's say, God forbid, when you have your tefillin, you're not permitted to take a nap. Even though that is time of Divrei Torah. Because usually at the time of Divrei Torah, people take a nap. Or say worldly matters. So now here, that's a very beautiful point. That not only David Israel should remember, everybody should have this beautiful message in mind. But then Navi is informing us that at the beginning of this age, you have to start, you know, singing more, praising Hashem, to have a happy spirit. And the message here is to have a heavy spirit to sing for Ribono Shel Olam, you have to learn to not be distracted. So that means the tool that is given to us, that is Tefillin, it teaches us that the same way that Halakha requires that the time of Tefillin should not be distracted. To be able to sing, that's what the remedy is. The reason that people, they're not happy, why they're not happy? Because they're distracted. No, because they're distracted. They think, you know, why this happened? Why I have to go through this? Why I have this problem? Why such a thing is happening? So now when you're distracted, so obviously you're not able to sing. So that means this practice that on a daily basis we have to go through, and you put onto Tefillin, teaches us we have to make our best effort, God forbid, that matters. It is personal, it's worldwide, it doesn't matter. Don't become distracted. Because your task here, that you have to be a good singer for Ribono Shel Olam. Yeah. You know, Persian HaKodesh, they say a very interesting thing. That, you know, what's the difference between the expert dancer and the beginner dancer? What's the difference? Do you dance sometimes or only on Purim?
The beginner, they lose their steps, but the professional never lose.
Beautiful, very nice, very nice. See, there's a very beautiful message the person always say. See, the beginner dancer, he needs a special tune to be able to dance. But the expert dancer, with any tunes, he dances. Any instrument you play, he dances. So he's not picky. No, you play me this, play me that, play guitar, play piano, play violin. Expert dancer, anything that you play for him, he will dance for it. He dance for it. And that's what exactly the message in life here is. That God forbid, don't be picky about the tunes. Any melody you hear, you have to
dance.
You have to dance. You have to dance. Don't say he's like this, he's like that, he did this to me, he's like this, you know, why I have to go through this, why my life is like this, yeah? Amzu yasati li tehilati yisaperu. And tefillin is a powerful tool that it teaches us, don't become distracted. And that's the task that we have, especially at this moment, at this our time, because Mashiach Tzidkenu is ready to meet with expert dancers.
Amen.
Yeah, right. Yeah, he's just about to, without a shame, reveal himself. And we quote, Achatam bar mitzvah, Shparchu, Shparchu, Achayehu, Shparchu, Yisakehu, Tanu, Barbi, Yeshua, the Geulah, Shalema, Bekarov. Amen.
Listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.